Now, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we switch you by special tape recording to an interview that took place earlier this afternoon. Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. This is Willard Scott speaking to you from the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, where we're about to bring you another radio first. We're here in the prehistoric monsters and reptiles section of the institution, and we have with us Mr. Charles Teague, who is a procurator of this particular department. Mr. Teague?
Good afternoon, Mr. Scott and members of the radio audience. My wife, Ann, and I...
Ann Teague?
That's right, Ann Teague. Maybe you've heard of her.
I think so. Well, Mr. Teague would... Well, that's pretty good, Mr. Teague would. Mr. Teague, would you please tell us what you're going to do this afternoon?
Yes, as I said before, my wife, Ann, and I collect rare old specimens of prehistoric life. And as you see over here, we have the bones of an old dinosaur. We're going to reconstruct them for you right on the air.
Wonderful. Why are we in the airplane building of the
Institute? Well, this is the only building large enough to house a complete dinosaur when it is put together.
All right. Well, what is this? I notice you have a giant hydraulic crane in the building, too.
That is correct. That is to hoist the main backbone of the dinosaur up when we start to put it together.
Excuse me, Mr. Wood, would you please tell me, Mr. Teague?
Yes,
Teague Wood.
Yes.
Would you tell us, what is this airplane hanging right over our heads here?
That is the Spirit of St. Louis, the one that Lucky Lindy flew in 1927. Maybe you remember that.
Real collector's item.
I might point out that this dinosaur skeleton came from Tacoma.
Tacoma in Washington State, huh?
No, Tacoma Park, Maryland. Somebody found it in their backyard and saw, thought it was an old xylophone with all those bones laying there.
Sort of a king-sized Lawrence Welk.
Yes, so we brought it in here, and now, if you will permit me, I will go over here to our giant crane. I will just hoist the crane up just a little bit now so that we can raise the backbone of the dinosaur.
Very good.
This crane up here.
The crane is moving now, I see. You knocked out a light. Better stop the crane.
I stop the crane here.
You tore a light right out of the ceiling with the thing.
As I told you, these bones are rather big, and it's kind of awkward to juggle them into position.
You're hoisting the backbone now, is that
right? That's right. Let me just get it out of the way of the lights now. Just raise it up just a little more.
Okay.
Now we just raise the crane a little higher.
I noticed you just ripped the wing off the Spirit of St. Louis there.
Yes, that's terrible. That's an irreplaceable thing there. I'm awfully sorry about that. I seem to have gotten a little confused.
Well, we are too. I think we better come back to you in a few minutes.
Yes, let me get my thoughts a little more composed, and I will continue this demonstration a little later.
Now back to our studio.